This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
As of Tuesday, August 5th at noon, a countywide fire ban across all four municipalities in Halliburton County has been put in place. Given the tinder dry conditions and the lack of rain this summer, officials made the decision as a preventative measure to decrease the risk of fires. So what is a fire ban and why is it necessary? Canoe FM spoke with Michael French, fire chief for Algonquin Hills and the county fire coordinator, just hours after the ban was initiated. He said all four fire chiefs from the county's municipalities made the joint decision following the recent long weekend.
We tried to hold off as long as we could. Really thankful we got through the long weekend because we want all the guests of our townships to have the chance to have campfires and that. With the upcoming forecast of no rain in the foreseeable future, we had no other choice than to put the fire ban in place. So with the fire ban, that means no open flame at all. We're hoping that residents and guests of our communities will abide by that. It's all to make sure we keep our forest safe. For us to get a fire up here in one of these forests, it'll be devastating. We are at a very extreme risk at this time. So a lot of the surrounding municipalities are putting fire bans in. Also, City of Corth Lakes just put one in for their area too. So the danger isn't isolated to our area.
According to the Ontario government website, there are three different types of fire bans. There are restricted fire zones that can be issued within provincial fire regions. There are municipal fire bans that are imposed by local municipalities. And then there are fire bans issued by the Fire Marshal of Ontario. There are two reasons why a restricted fire zone is in effect. One, when outdoor conditions are extremely dry, and two, when the number of fires occurring has stretched firefighting resources to capacity. A restricted fire zone is a temporary measure for extreme situations. As soon as outdoor conditions permit, the restrictions are lifted. In the case of the Halliburton countywide fire ban, it will last 7 days, and then officials, dependent on conditions having changed, will decide whether to extend it or end it. French says the daytime county burning ban has helped prevent fires in Halliburton County.
Surprisingly, all weekend we've been getting emails and wondering why we hadn't put a fire ban in. A lot of the locals wanted a fire ban to be in this weekend because they know the risk of the community. We've been very fortunate. We haven't had a lot of calls. And that's just because people have been very diligent following no daytime burning. So all we can do is continue moving forward. Now the fire ban's on, it'll be on a minimum 7 days. So then again, next Tuesday, we'll reevaluate. But unless there's a real sudden change to the forecast, I can't see the ban coming off very fast here.
French says the impact of this year's ice storm in March is still being felt, as the fallen trees contribute to a higher risk for wildfires. He says the Ministry of Natural Resources office in Stanhope is responsible for assessing the risk through a series of indices that collectively feed into the fire bans being issued.
They take the indices and they're taking it to their Stanhope MNRF office. It takes issues like fuel spread or of the fine fuels on the top. Other items, for example, it would take care of the duff layer, which would be the first 4 feet, how dry that is, and the fuel load. And we do have a lot of fuel load because of the ice storm we had. There's a lot of dead trees there that are primed to burn right now. We are in a very high-risk area that people don't realize it because they're here all the time, but we were fortunate enough in Algonquin Highlands to receive a grant from the province last year because they were so worried about the potential of fire risk within the county that the grant, we were able to buy more forest fire equipment like pumps and hoses and all that just to be prepared for something happening. It wasn't easy today. It was really hard not to make it on Friday because it being a long weekend, because we see the emotional impact if we would have called it on Friday and then all of us, all these people came up for the long weekend and weren't able to have campfires. And so we were very diligent in making sure that we controlled as much as we could to give all our residents and guests the opportunity to have the opportunity for campfires over the long weekend. But once the long weekend was over and we saw that the indices came from the MNRF and the long distance forecast, it was a pretty straightforward decision.
Halliburton County has approximately 3.69 kilohectares of forest. With the impacts of climate change warming the planet and causing more frequent and severe storms, wildfires are taking place more regularly. French says in his 5 years with Algonquin Highlands, unfortunately, fire bans have become an inevitable part of summer in our region.
We normally get one of some length every year, normally quite short, but we did have the one imposed by the ministry last year that was all of August. Every year it gets that drying spell, normally in the spring or late in August, just because of the dry weather. So it has come a little early this year for the August drying. We have so much forestry within all of our townships and Crown Land and that it's, if something got started, it would really be hard to get ahead of. We had a very bad bushfire in Dorset three summers ago now. It really spread fast, and it was actually started by hydro wires. So we still have possibilities of natural causes for fires too, but if we eliminate any man-made causes, that really goes a long way to keeping our area safe and letting the people enjoy the use of the facilities that we have up here.
And in case you want to chance it and breach the Halliburton fire ban, fines will be imposed on property owners, not short-term rental guests or visitors. At the minimum, owners can be charged $570 per hour per emergency vehicle that attends your property. If a fire takes place within a restricted fire zone, there can be fines of up to $25,000, 3 months in jail, and the cost of fighting the fire may also be incurred. For more information on fire bans and for tips on making your home and property fire safe, visit ontario.ca/page/firesmart.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.